Hi, this is a dictation for Rakesh Kapoor, Rakeshkapoor, date of service 5/13/2024, date of birth 9/18/1958, date of accident 7/28/2022. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor has been a victim of an automobile accident where multiple car accident happened on a freeway. He was rear-ended and he rear-ended other cars, five car in total were involved, leading to severe pain in the neck, lower back, SI joint area, left shoulder, right knee, both hips, including chest, dull chest pain. There was shooting pain to the right thigh in front, along with numbness and tingling, all the way to the knee. Patient is a non-diabetic and also gout patient. He can walk up to one or two blocks. He's working as a light duty job. Pain is around 5 or 6 in the right shoulder, which has been operated, and he can move up to 120 degrees of abduction. In the left shoulder, there is no pain, and patient is able to move 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and no deficit or pain is noticed. In the right shoulder, still patient has pain after 120 degrees of abduction or forward flexion, constant pain, although the surgery was done and there is no other plan for further surgery. He is undergoing physical therapy for this area. He reports of severe pain in the right side of tail SI joint on sitting, walking, or even driving. His pain level varies from 3 to 5 in this area and the lower back area. Neck pain is around 4. With no radiation to any of the arms. Patient report that his pain level is from 4 to 7. ADLs are affected 6, and 60% improvement is listed by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review as well as for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance plan. His physical examination reveals blood pressure of 140 over 78, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 91. Please mention that on examination, the lungs had bilateral lower air exchange with no crepitation or wheezing, and patient was recommended to see a pulmonary specialist for this to rule out pulmonary embolism via CT scan of the chest and or lung scan. He already is seeing a pulmonary specialist for a phrenic nerve paralysis on the left lung. In addition, patient continues to have physical therapy 2 times per week in the affected areas of neck, lower back, and both shoulders. And headaches are mild and controllable with no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or loss of consciousness. No loss of memory or loss of balance or focus problems are listed, and patient has a mild trouble sleeping, and he gets short-winded when he climbs upstairs, but again it is not related to the automobile accident as much as to the pulmonary issues being taken care of by the pulmonary specialist and his primary care physician. He has been provided with the medications for Motrin 600 milligram twice a day. He's continuing a counseling neuropsych evaluation for his DBI and neurology referral. He is also seeing orthopedic surgeon for the shoulder issues. There's no plan for the surgery for the left shoulder. He also doesn't want any injection treatment at this time. He had one set of lumbar epidural steroid injection and one set of right-sided sacroiliac joint injection by another physician, which didn't bring him relief. He has been recommended to repeat them 3 or 4 times to bring further relief. He is also seeing neurosurgeon Dr. Mohan for further evaluation. He has been advised for a laser treatment as well, chiropractic treatment. Thank you. I'll be seen in 30 days time. He was also informed about the role of Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, which he already has. Thank you.